It's now been 17 days since word that the U.S. would not get half its flu vaccine this year. The government has been trying to make up 50 million missing doses. Last night, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, announced the government has rustled up another million.
The nation is better prepared to meet the challenges of this flu season because of the unprecedented steps taken in the last 3 years under President Bush.
NPR's Snigdha Prakash set out to check on that, to learn whether the government could have done more to anticipate the crisis that's now unfolding.
The Food and Drug Administration's elite investigators, Team Biologics, were in Chiron's plant in Liverpool, England, on August the 25th. That's when the company told the inspectors there was a problem with a small portion of this year's flu vaccine. It wasn't sterile. Lester Crawford is acting commissioner of the FDA.
The company was essentially saying we need some help to convert this vaccine to a sterile product, and anything you can suggest or help us with would be appreciated.
The inspectors made their suggestions and returned to the FDA's headquarters in Rockville, Maryland. At the time, the problem seemed confined to just 8 out of the 100 lots that Chiron had produced for the U.S. For the next 6 weeks, the FDA monitored the problems with those lots by telephone. Crawford says the FDA saw no need during this time to send its inspectors back to Liverpool.
Well, we were in regular contact and we were sharing data with them. There was no need to do that because it was like we were in the plant because we were communicating each and every week and getting the data from these lots.
The FDA wasn't the only federal agency on the telephone with Chiron. The company organized weekly conference calls. In addition to the FDA, the other agencies on the phone were the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institutes of Health, and the National Vaccine Program Office, which is based in the Department of Health and Human Services. Director Bruce Gellin says Chiron's message on the calls made everyone feel good.
They reported that they felt that they had determined the root cause of their problem, and they felt that the at-risk vaccine was not going to expand.
While the U.S. government was talking Chiron through its problems, British regulators were in Chiron's plant doing their own inspections. The FDA's Lester Crawford says, as is customary, his agency and the British Medicines and Health Products Regulatory Agency were not in contact.
We do not collude against these companies, but the main reason we were not able to talk to them and they were not able to talk to us, that is the British, is because of legal concerns related to trade secret information.
Crawford learned that British investigators had found systemic problems and had decided to suspend Chiron's license just hours before the FDA's final conference call with Chiron on October the 5th. This meant that the U.S. was no longer facing a possible shortfall of 4 million doses, but a certain shortfall of 50 million doses, because none of Chiron's vaccine could now be regarded as safe. The FDA's concern throughout this time was to keep unsafe vaccine out of the U.S. But who was ensuring that there would be enough vaccine? Again, Lester Crawford.
That's more the CDC's responsibility.
CDC Director Julie Gerberding says her agency started planning for a shortfall as soon as Chiron first discovered the problems in August.
What we did was to convene the flu group and say, what does this mean? What proportion of doses could this affect? What's the worst case scenario? And so we planned for worst case scenario, but hoped for the best.
Gerberding says the CDC revised its guidelines for who should get flu shots if there weren't enough to go around. It purchased more antiviral drugs for a government stockpile. For the first time ever, the government had the money for a small stockpile of flu vaccine. And Gerberding says she approached Aventis, the other flu vaccine manufacturer that supplies the U.S., to see if it could sell the government some more. Aventis said most of its supplies were already promised to doctors, hospitals and nursing homes, so it couldn't give the government more than a couple of million doses. Throughout September, the company shipped out its vaccine as planned without regard for who received it. Bruce Gellin of the HHS Vaccine Program Office says the government saw no need to take control of the vaccine's distribution.
We never expected the entire Chiron production not to be available. Therefore, when we talked to Aventis, we were talking in terms of trying to make up for the then projected shortfall of the few million doses that Chiron was not going to be able to produce.
It appears that at no point in the 6 weeks leading up to the loss of half the nation's flu vaccine did anyone in the government plan for that possibility. Federal officials blame Chiron's continued reassurances, but this debacle raises a bigger question. Should the government have the power to intervene before the market fails when public health is at stake? No one knows how many more people will die of the flu this year because of Chiron's problems. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News.